the books.
The second book, Monty Python's brand new book, we had this double idea. One was a dust jacket, which was dirty already, was pre-dirtied, had these fingerprints on it, which is such a wonderful idea. For me, that was my favourite conceptual idea for confusing the public, because they were so wonderful. These sort of fingerprints looked so good, dirty fingerprints on a white cover. Who wants that? And then, as you know, inside, once you took the cover off, there was just this sort of sea of bottoms and tits, and it was this cover that read Tits and Bums, A Weekly Look at Church Architecture. And it was a very sort of naughty, full of spotty bottoms. And the most wonderful story about that was that Geoffrey Strawn, the editor at Methuen, being rung up by a lady bookseller in Newbury, somewhere in the Home Counties, saying that she'd had someone had come in to buy this book called Monty Python something or other. She didn't really know what it was all about. A young person. And all the books that she had, and she had six copies, all had dirty fingerprints all over the cover. So Geoffrey said, those are intentional. And she said, no, I don't think you realise that they're just dirty, grubby marks. And he said, well, they were put there deliberately by the designers. And she just couldn't take this on board. He said, no, I don't think you understand. It's not what the designers have put there. It's whoever's handled these books and brought them into the shop has got mud all over them. So Geoffrey said, well, please, that is the way the books are. Just sell them the book that way. And she said, well, I'm not going to. It's bad for me. It's bad for my shop. I'm going to take the dust covers off and sell them without the dust covers. at which point Geoffrey put the phone down and just leaned back and imagined the scene in the bookshop in Newbury.
I like that.
It's brilliant. A great story. It's a brilliant story. It's wonderful.